Good news, everyone!
It's Jake Seeley.
And there's a surprise in your cereal box.
Oh, wait, you're serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what? You just made the list!
Hooray! People are paying attention for me.
It's all in the house.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No. Burn.
What is up, you ducks? It is FTN Fantasy Sports, All in Football with Jake Seeley. But if you're listening, if you're the tens of thousands listening to the podcast and not the hundreds that go to YouTube at this time of the year because it's not football season, I want you to stop the podcast right now. Just stop it. Just don't even listen. You're done. No, go over to YouTube because you're going to see on the other box, you'll be like, that's not Chris Meany. There's another Canadian there that's not Chris Meany. And it is the Ryan George of Pitch Meetings, of the Ryan George channel. Somebody that we went go back 5 years when I had you on the podcast because I found him. Because I was making a trip to New York, and I was like, oh, what is this YouTube algorithm suggesting to me on these pitch meetings almost 6 years ago, and spent, I know it wasn't safe, Ryan, so I'm not putting the responsibility on you, but spent my entire trip watching about 40 to 50 pitch meetings on the way up there. And that's how this whole thing started, because I was like, I need to have this guy on the podcast, because it's probably one of the most entertaining things I've found on YouTube. Thank you, algorithm.
Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for driving safely. And listening to it and not watching it as you were driving.
I might have peeked a few times. I might have just like looked in. So, yeah.
So like which one of him is talking?
Which one is? Yeah. So yeah. Before we even get to anything, I'm wearing the shirt. The first question I have for you right out of the gate is, why have you not done DuckTales? Why? I want a pitch meeting for DuckTales. I know it probably doesn't work, but I want a pitch meeting for DuckTales.
We did speak about this about 5 years ago, and I told myself, "Yeah, I'm gonna watch DuckTales," and then I got busy for 5 years, so I didn't do it. But hey, maybe 5 years from now, once my daughter is born, I can introduce her to DuckTales, and then I'll do the pitch meeting.
So I want to mention that too. That's good. Congratulations. Also, you're coming up on a year anniversary of getting married, just like myself. But you're adding a lot more to yours. Yeah, a baby is on the way. Unfortunately for you, timing-wise, right in the middle of movie season opening. But you talked about it on one of your recaps. I saw when you go back. By the way, if anybody hasn't ever seen Pitch Meeting, please do it. I mean, just go over to YouTube, go to Pitch Meeting channel, follow Ryan, subscribe, like, do the whole thing where you get more. Like, you know what? I'm gonna just sidebar. Like, this is going to be the free-flowing conversation, as you can tell. Do you remember, because I looked and I didn't see you celebrate your millionth subscriber, but I saw where you celebrate on Instagram your 10,000th and your 100,000th. What happened at a million? Did like Mr. YouTube just show up and be like, here, you own part of the company now?
I made a sketch about it, and it was about how I had been working so hard to get a million subscribers, and now that I have it, it kind of feels not as good as you thought it would feel, as milestones usually do, you know. But no, I was very happy to reach a million. But it was kind of like, okay, now what? I've been working hard for months, years to get a million subscribers, and that was kind of the drive. So that's a little scary when you actually reach it.
You reach it? So do you remember when you hit 10,000? I actually went back and looked. Do you remember when it was?
I have no idea.
August 7th, 2018.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, wow. So years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So just as kind of almost the time around when you started this, like, hey, correct me if I'm wrong. The first one was the Avengers. That was the first pitch meeting?
It was Justice League. Close. The other
Justice
comic book
League. They're like right there by each other. I don't know, it was right around by my birthday, by the way. But yeah, those were those two. And then was it Friends or Seinfeld was one of the other first ones?
That wasn't the first ones. And there was like Thor, Ragnarok had come out, so I did that one. There was The Last Jedi came out around that time. There was a couple of big movies around that time that, you know, I was fortunate enough that that's what Pitch Meeting started with.
I was just about to say, you got some softballs like this to start right out of the gate there.
Yeah,
especially with a lot of complaints about them. So two things. I'm going to come back to where it's like, this is what All in Football is about. We never stick with one thing. I'm going to come back to where we were starting this whole conversation. But for everybody that doesn't know you, this whole thing started because of something you saw John Mulaney talk about. I'll let you explain that, and then I'll have a follow-up question for that. So you explain like how this whole thing started in case people didn't listen to that podcast 5 years ago, which, by the way, Ryan came on and he's like, I was listening back and the audio wasn't... So just so you know, that was on my end, and I finished, and you don't know it while you're recording. Like, if it's happening right now, you don't know until it's over unless somebody in the comments says something. And I listened to it afterwards, and I mean, cold sweat. I'm like, oh my God, I had Ryan George on my podcast, the special guest, took out of his time to like come on, and I'm trying to fix it. I spent like 2 hours trying to clean that up, and that's still the best I could get it. And I was so like, I was devastated for the rest of the day. It's like, I can't believe all that. Anyway, I know. So anyway, go back to explain the John Mulaney, how this whole thing started, because I think it's honestly genius.
Oh, thanks. Well, first of all, I apologize for this not being about football. This
episode no, for your listeners. It'll be football next week. Free agency is next all week. Right. I know you don't care about that. Yeah, so people will have to tune back in for that.
I'll try to throw in some sports metaphors if that helps. but no, John Mulaney is one of my favorite comedians, and he has this bit from years ago where he talks about how it must have been difficult to try and sell the movie Back to the Future because, you know, it's a classic movie and we all know it, but the person who was hearing that for the first time, how did they think it was a good idea? Because like the Marty McFly is friends with an old scientist and it's never explained why and all this stuff. He goes to the past and almost sleeps with his mom. It's just that angle of just explaining a movie, but from the perspective of this movie doesn't exist yet, it's an angle to just point out all the plot holes and inconsistencies. And so I kind of applied that logic into me talking to myself and deconstructing movies. So yeah, I was inspired by him. He's the best. I got to meet him finally last year.
Did you?
And yeah, he was in Montreal for this Just for Laughs festival that we have up here, which is canceled now, which is crazy. And yeah, I got to just meet him backstage briefly because a friend of a friend was opening or something. And so I played it really, I tried to play it cool. I acted like I wasn't like crying inside. And I was like, I shook, oh, hi, I'm Ryan. Hi, I'm John. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. I didn't mention anything about anything. I was
really?
Just, I was just like, I kind of froze and my brain was like, I just need to pretend like I'm supposed to be here. That's the move. Just don't act starstruck.
Oh, see, but that's always what happens. It's like after the fact, you're like, dang it. You know what I should have done? Like I told the story a few weeks ago how we were at this golf simulator place and we left at 10 p.m. and some random lady of the evening asked us if we were rich and if you're like looking to sell things. And I was like, at the time, like I got home and my wife's like, why don't you videotape it? It's like, cause your brain just shuts down. You're like, oh my God, I don't know. Like I need this to stop right now in the opposite direction in the bad way, not in the good way. So is Mulaney, like if you could star like in a movie or there's like this, like you could just hang out with the guy for 30 minutes. Cause you know, people always have like their celebrity crushes type of thing. Is he the guy like you would be like, man, if I could just spend an afternoon with Mulaney, that would be, or is it somebody else at this point?
Yeah. I don't know that it would be John Mulaney. I think if I was able to hang out with a celebrity, I think Tim Robinson would be more on my wavelength and Sam Richardson. They seem like, you know, they do like crazy over the top sketch comedy, but then in real life they seem very like laid back and almost quiet, which is how I am. So I think we could probably have like a quiet afternoon and it'd be lovely.
Yeah, see, that's like think about the people like, you know, I'd be like, oh, I hang out with The Rock or, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, I feel like I'd be a disappointment for the entire four, like the pressure. Yeah. Like I just want to be able to relax and have fun. Like,
yeah,
not saying like, hey, I'm going to fly up to Canada or you need to come down. But like, I could see like you be like, oh, you know what? I don't have to feel it. Not that you're not a celebrity, but like, I don't have to feel like I have to put on a, like everything has to be a hit. Like if you hang out with Mulaney, like you have to joke type of thing the entire time.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know those things where you can win a dinner with a celebrity?
I'm
so curious to see how those go. Like, how? Because after, I'd say, probably 5-10 minutes, naturally, the starstruck kind of fades away. And then you're just talking with a person, right? So, yeah, I'm so curious to... I hope they videotape some of those. I would love to see how that goes.
how that goes. So to come back, like now we're going to start backtracking. So your first pitch meeting, did you have to pitch that to Screen Rant? Like how was there like the real life Ryan George being pitch guy going to like, hey, I have this idea. Can I go do it?
It wasn't that complicated. It was really just, I was already working for them and I had made a 30-second pitch meeting on my own channel. And literally, I think on Slack, the channel manager was like, hey, you do comedy. Do you have any like concepts? We want to maybe try out some new stuff. And it was kind of like, oh, I can expand on this 30-second pitch meeting. I got more stuff to say about Justice League. And that's all it was. There was no, it wasn't even in person. It was just from my house on a messaging.
Who does things in person anymore?
Like, no. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, and then because the first couple of episodes did well, then I was kind of off to the races.
So looking back, and we're going to have some fun questions in here. I'm not going to keep you forever. But I kind of noticed I was doing some like research things and I was like, you know, what would be fun is like, how well does Ryan George know Ryan George? Like, I was kind of going back. Yeah. So you see your face right there. So I noticed like, this isn't a question to like kind of stump you, but before we get to that, like, so I noticed the office noises in the background, you kind of drop those after a while. I know in one of your recaps, you talked about the fact that you changed the computer, but you forgot to change the keyboard.
Yeah.
So, like things you've done throughout, but it kind of in that vein, is there something that you go back to the Justice League, you'd be like, man, if I could tell this Ryan George before he gets started something, like looking back, like I wish I would have known, kind of like for people out there who might even be thinking about doing YouTube creation or comedy or whatever it might be, just something like you'd be like, man, I wish I would have known this 6 years ago.
I guess I would have told myself to embrace the weirdness more earlier. I think for a long time, I was still concerned with how I looked as a person. So I wasn't as goofy. I wasn't as, you know, over the top. And I think when I leaned into that craziness, things really, you know, the show really found its own. So I would just turn it up to 11 way earlier and go all in, because that's when you stop caring about what you look like, that's when, you know, things get good. Caring about what you look like is poison to comedy.
I mean, I don't take the advice from you. I'm not the most comedic. I mean, I think I have some, but I mean, to your level.
You know, like on TikTok or Instagram, you see these influencers that are doing comedy sketches, but clearly they're just trying to show their abs. You know, that's never funny. That never works. It's like, this is, you can't have a thirst trap and a comedy sketch. Like, that's not how this works.
I don't have any abs, so that I don't even have to worry about that one.
Yeah, same.
You know
here.
What? Here, as to sidebar real quick on that, the movie Mind Studio, if you want to, like, I don't think a lot of people know about this. The only reason I even found it was because of on Instagram and seeing the post there. So kind of like side project, which is also quite amusing if you've ever seen it, by the way, for people out there.
Yeah, Moving Mind Studio is actually how that's where I did the bulk of my work when I was starting on YouTube. I did like a year or two by myself just when YouTube started because nobody knew what it was. So I was just uploading the sketches I was making by myself. But Moving Mind Studio is a comedy trio between my friends and I, Sam Brisson and Brandon Calder. And we started in like 2009. We've made a bunch of sketches together. We made a couple of web series. We had a kind of streaming web series that was produced by Kevin Hart in 2017. And it's just something like it's always there when we have time to do it. But it's very complicated to schedule things with three men in their 30s. You know, it's really hard to, you know how you try to see friends when you're in your 30s and it's like, no one's, it's like, okay, I think in 3 months I'll be able to see you. So it's like that, but with a YouTube channel. And then also we're friends. So sometimes we do just want to hang out. So videos come few and far between. Right now we're releasing a season 2 of a web series we made like 8 years ago called Explaining to an Alien. And the goal, I think, is to, yeah, make stuff when we can. And about once a year, we make like a bigger sketch for this YouTube festival here in Canada called Buffer Festival. So that's been a thing. But there's no like weekly uploads or anything. It's just like friends that get together and make sketches when we can. But yeah, we have a big life. There's like over 100 sketches on that channel if anyone wants to go check them out or see what I, yeah, what actually, I look like.
I laughed because
19.
I laughed at the alien one. Oh, God, when you were 19. So, do you remember your first Instagram post? Because I was doing like, so this is how this happened. I was like, again, scrolling. I was looking for the 10,000 because I remember. And then I just was like, well, you know what? You ever like wonder what, like, yeah. I scroll, like, what was the first post ever? Do you actually remember it? Your beardless face? And
it's gotta be, yeah, it's gotta be something with like 8 of those filters on it. I was so excited about the
filter. Your dog and your soon or your future wife or your first two posts on there.
Ex-girlfriend, actually.
Oh, ex-girlfriend, that's not the same one. That's not the same one. Apologize to the wife, the current wife.
Yeah, no,
take that one down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, wait, because again, like, I don't know how she looked like that long. Like, what was it? 2012 was your first post. Yeah, like, because that's so how I was like, I don't know ago. I don't know what she looked like. So it could have been her to me. So all right, I scrapped the question because I assumed that was so. When you met your now wife, what did you tell her what you do? Because that was the thing for me. Like, so I admit to everybody, I went on the dating apps, and that's actually how I found Nicole. Okay. So when they ask, especially in the dating app, I'm like, I'm in sports. And they're like, well, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm a writer. Like, I keep trying to push it off as long as possible. And then, like, I don't really answer it. Like when you get doctor's forms, like, what is your job description? I'm like, I don't know, management? Yeah. Like, so what's your answer to that? And how did you do that with your wife?
On the dating app, I mean, back then I wasn't a full-time YouTuber. I was legitimately, like, working as a graphic designer. So I was like, I'm a graphic designer, but I also do comedy on the side. And so I was able to send her videos of Moving Mind Studio, and I was doing stand-up also back then. So it was kind of like, I'm an aspiring comedian with a day job as a graphic designer for a juice company, which is irresistible. That's like, ooh, that's gold on dating apps. Like, this guy's unsuccessfully doing something. Yeah, that's great.
The fact that she stuck with you through that and actually went out with you, that should have been your first clue then there, right?
Yeah, there you go. I know that she's not one of these YouTube gold diggers you keep hearing about.
Actually, to go back to that, did they send you anything for the million subscribers? Like a plaque?
Yeah, plaque. You get a plaque at 100,000 subscribers. You get a bigger gold. You get a silver plaque at 100K. You get a bigger gold plaque at 1 million. And then the next plaque is at 10 million. So I'm never going to get one. And it's like a diamond or platinum
or something.
Yeah. That's
YouTube Olympics.
Like, yeah, they should have one at 5 million. I think that'd be a bit more reasonable.
Look, like something. So there you go. That's a good point. Is like the where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like I even told you I was going to ask this question because that's one of the things. Like, well, because I'm genuinely curious, and I'm not trying to sound smarmy for the people that listen to my podcast. They already know I come off that way anyway. But like the point being is people are like, oh, you know, you're doing now. Like, what's your next step? And I'm like, I kind of hit my goal. Like, this is what I want. Like, if I'm doing this still in 10 years, yes, success. Like, it would be cool to be on a TV show or do like my personal like goal is like sometime voice like a cartoon character, DuckTales. I love cartoon. I mean, you can see the crap behind me. I mean, I even have your poster over here. So stuff all over the place. Is that kind of weird seeing you like back here behind me while you're talking?
I just noticed it before you pointed it out. So it's not weird.
The timing?
Yet. I'll process
So for you, like I kind of sat there and again, I'm not trying to like answer the question for you, but like, what's your next step? I'm like, if he's just doing more of this in 5 years, that's amazing. Like that it hasn't died. Like, is that kind of in your mind?
Yeah, in a way. Like I've had phases of, after a couple of years of doing pitch meetings where I've been kind of like, I guess I should probably, you know, wind it down and focus on something more serious. But now I'm like, no, this is serious. This is like, obviously, it would be cool to, you know, do a movie or do a TV show, but there's not really anything that a TV show can offer me that I can't also just do myself. Like, there's so much red tape with larger productions and whatnot. And on my YouTube channel, I have full creative control. I have a direct connection with the audience. It's fantastic, you know? So it took me a couple of years to realize that YouTube doesn't have to be a launching pad. It can just be the destination. Then again, who knows how the algorithm is going to change. I'm lucky that I've had some longevity on YouTube. It's not a common thing to still be going after like 7 years with the same show, you know? So right now I'm kind of like, I'm going to keep going as long as I can. And if other opportunities show up along the way in the next 5 years, let's say a guest star on a TV show or do a writer's room, I'll do them, but I will always come back to this as long as it's working. Because I could also switch it up too, you know. I could do other stuff if I get tired of talking to myself. I still have a YouTube channel to talk directly to an audience. So,
and talk directly to yourself. Which, by the way, who's your favorite Ryan George clone of all your clones? Who's the favorite?
It's got to be the weird pervy guy. He's a lot of fun. who suggests inappropriate things in meetings. Yeah.
So to go back to before that, all right. So do you have like if you could be like what would be your one dream thing to do? Like you said, you know, kind of TV show, movie, like, so there's somebody who actually, again, you're not heavy to the sports, but Matthew Berry is like the godfather of fantasy sports. And he was an extra that got one line in the Avengers movie. It was actually when the case got dropped, when Loki stole it and left. He's one of the police people there. So and like, just like, is that something like, if you'd be like, man, if I could just tick that off, that'd be like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I'd love to do something like that. Like Matt Pat showed up in the Five Nights at Freddy's movies, you know?
Yeah.
With a little like nod to the audience. But I would love to, this is something that I haven't done on YouTube, kind of like explore a character over a longer period of time, more than a sketch, you know? I mean, arguably the screenwriter guy and the pitch and the executive guy have been around for a long time, but no one has like a story really, you know? So that'd be something cool, like, I don't know, 2-3 episodes of a TV show, a couple of scenes in a movie. That would be really cool. We'll see. Okay. Maybe.
So a couple like kind of about Ryan George, the YouTube guy type of things here. So I have a question about the wow, 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 wow. So it's two parts. Sure. One is I originally was like, man, you know what? I'm going to check and see how many times did you say that? And I was like, ever. And I'm like, wow. Like the transcript poll was starting to like, you know, I'll do the past year. So I ended up having a follow-up question. His first is, so, and you didn't even have 52 brand new ones in the last year. So that kind of will help you with your math in your head. I was actually surprised how low the number was. There's another big hint. How many times do you think you said wow, 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 wow? Or like the word wow, all wows in the last year of pitch meetings?
Oh, you really are a stats guy, aren't you? That's crazy.
Yes.
I have absolutely no idea. I'll say 100.
You're 97.
Oh.
90.
Wow.
Like,
wow, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Even 100
now. The last four actually came with Madam Web that I didn't watch the entire thing. But
okay.
By pulling those, I was doing a transcript poll. By pulling those, you dropped it for a little while. Did you know you even like left them out for like 2 or 3 episodes in a row?
Honestly, I have so many catchphrases that, and I turn these out so much that I forget about certain ones. Like someone recently was like, hey, you stopped saying get all the way off my back. I was like, oh, yep. Yeah, true. And yeah, I haven't said whoopsie in a long time. Yeah, it's not conscious. It just happens naturally. I just forget.
So that was actually, as a joke question, I was going to say, like, do you regret having so many catchphrases?
They're good to fall back on because I'm always trying. I'm trying to jam as many jokes or funny moments as possible into these things. And so having catchphrases is almost like, it's like I could get a laugh if I just say this while I'm, sometimes I need to do like chunks of exposition because I'm also explaining the movie. So if I intercut that with a catchphrase, oh, good. We're still going with laughs, you know? So, I think that's probably how I use it.
I saw one of your recaps where you said like you wish would have done more jokes, like more volume of jokes back early on.
Yeah.
Because like in the kind of like your comfort level and every type of thing. So a kind of like a question in that, have you ever kind of, for people out there that especially like are in the writing or comedy or skit, like whatever it might be, have you ever scrapped anything? Have you ever gotten like halfway through a movie and been like, man, this isn't working. Like I'm not going to do this one.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Basically, when I'm outlining a pitch meeting, I'm just gathering potential jokes. And I end up with a list of between 25 to 50 things that I would point out about the movie. But if I'm, if that list doesn't get to at least 20, then I probably can't do several minutes of comedy about it. So like movies like the first Dune movie, I didn't really have much to say. And even like Oppenheimer and Barbie, luckily there was Barbenheimer, so I could combine the two, because separately, yeah, I don't think I could have done a full pitch meeting. It happens quite a bit. Like when movies are really good, I don't have a ton to say. So I just kind of, I do several hours of research and thinking and brainstorming. But if I don't, if my list of jokes isn't high enough, then I'm not going to do like a 1 minute pitch meeting, you know? So I do scrap it quite often.
So basically like you, the things that are bomb-ish or question, like the Oppenheimer, not that one, but bomb-ish in the fact that bomb-ish. They don't do, yeah, there you go, that don't do well. Like, so that kind of works, I'm assuming, a little bit better for you than things that are just like, wow, this is one of the best movies of the year.
Oh yeah. The dumber the movie, the easier my job. So that's something for sure.
Speaking of dumber, has producer guy gotten dumber? I feel like because like when you said MacGuffin the other day and he was like, I love one. Like, I was like, you know, I feel like he's gotten like stupider. Like he like misunderstands more over the past year.
It's very possible. I think I probably adjust their level of intelligence based on the joke I feel like telling in the moment. Even I think within certain episodes, it fluctuates of, he doesn't know what a MacGuffin is, but then later he's going to call out a plot hole. It's probably, if anyone tries to track them, it's probably extremely inconsistent because I don't really pay attention to it.
So here's a couple fun ones, and then we'll kind of like finish up for this this show, so to speak. And I appreciate you coming on again. By the way, as a reminder, if you don't know the Ryan George, that's where you can follow him. Also, mainly at Instagram. I saw you kind of like, you kind of dropped out of the social world from the other stuff, which probably is smart. I like,
I don't do Twitter X anymore, but I'm on the other stuff.
On the other side, do you do Threads or whatever that is? Or...
No, okay. To be fair, I don't do Threads.
Okay, so there you go. So I purposely called you out on that. I don't know. So yeah, make sure at Pitch Meetings and his own YouTube channel, Ryan George, too. That's where all the skets are, and the Ryan George clones I'm talking about, which the first guy to ever. And I started the email about him coming back on with like, hey, not to pitch something to you that you probably don't want to even ask me to, but it was kind of like my way to break the ice. Be honest. Does, like, because of now who you are, like, does it ever like bother you when people are like, you know what you should do? Have you ever thought it? Like, does that like ever kind of, you're like, eh, whatever, shut up.
No, it doesn't bother me. It's a little uncomfortable when it's face to face, because if I don't like the idea, I still kind of have to be like, oh yeah, no, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. but no, it's just, it means that people enjoy the stuff that I make. So it's nice. And the one that you reached out with, it was already on my list. So I was like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
I won't spoil it. What's the oddest one that anybody's ever suggested to you? Is there a really terrible one that anybody's ever been like, and you were like, well, okay, buddy, thanks. Have a good day.
There hasn't been anything too crazy, I think. But I guess like sometimes people reach out with like really like the first guy to, and then it's like something gross or perverted. And I'm like, well, that's not really what I do. That's not really, I'm not going to do that one. So those are weird.
So let's see, where else would we go with this? Oh, these are kind of like just you type of things I noticed. How the hell did you figure out that you liked popcorn with Sour Patch Kids? Because my wife likes the same thing. And I'm like, I think both of you are out of your damn mind. Like, because I saw somebody was asking you about, do you like sweet or chocolate candy? And like, I'm definitely, as people know who watch mine, like, know that I'm sweet. Like, Nerds Gummy Clusters, best candy in the history of forever. But when you said Sour Patch and popcorn, I thought my wife was the only weird person that had ever done that. Like, what made you just go like, you know what? Let me take this popcorn and kind of dump some Sour Patches in it. Like, yo, great.
Have you tried it?
No.
You got to give it a shot. It's honestly, you get like, it's just, I'm somebody who likes a lot of different flavors. Like I'm a big sauce guy. Like I dip pizza in ketchup and stuff. I get gross with it, you know? And so with Sour Patch Kids and popcorn, you get salty, sweet, and sour. And the different Sour Patches are like different flavors, I think. So it's just, It's just an adventure. It's like a surprise bag.
I think it's an adventure because 20 minutes later, you're going to be like, oh, look, there's still some stuck in my teeth. I remember that taste.
Yeah, what's great is that the Sour Patch Kids can kind of scrape your palate, and then the salt of the popcorn makes it burn a lot. So that's really fun. But I don't think I actually came up with it. I think I used to work at a movie theater. So we would get free popcorn on our breaks, and then sometimes people would just, you know, you get bored of popcorn every single day on your break. So you get a little candy, you throw it in, you try the different flavors and whatnot. So it was probably somebody at the movie theater that was like, hey, you should try Sour Patch Kids. And I was like, yes, genius.
It's probably how poutine came to existence. Like, hey, you know what would make these fries better? Make them soggy and throw some cheese on them. Like, so transitioning myself here, it's a double barrel question here, which you're not supposed to do with interviews, but double barrel question is, what's one cliche about Canada that's actually true? And then what's one that you just hate that people continue to assume about Canadians?
The cliche, is Tim Hortons a cliche? We do have a lot of Tim Hortons, and I do eat a lot of Tim Hortons.
That was directly next to the building that I had to go in for work the one time I was in Toronto. I was like the door, Tim Hortons.
They're right next to most buildings. They're very accessible. Sometimes if we're in a hurry, we'll just look at a map and be like, what's the closest Tim Hortons? And it's usually within 15, 20 minutes we could be at a Tim Hortons. So it's very accessible, and it's called like the workers' breakfast wrap, and there's like a hash brown potato inside the wrap. It's real good. Chipotle sauce, so good. So that's one that's true. Also, I guess hockey. There's a lot of hockey up here. Mm-hmm. And something that's not true, I don't really think the stereotype of Canadians being very nice is true, because there's a lot of jerks all over the place here. There's a lot of mean people. A lot of miserable jerks, though. Not everybody's nice. Some people are, but maybe it's because I live in a city. Maybe if you leave the city, people are nicer. But
I don't know. That's like the only people I know. Well, I was gonna say Chris Meaney lives like way out in the middle of nothing land out there. I can't think
Alberta?
Of it. It's the one. You just got to start rattling off.
Most of Canada is just flat.
I know. My wife just said Nova Scotia. Oh, hold on. Fox just told me in the private chat. Yeah, it is Nova Scotia. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Because he's in that other time zone. Is Nova Scotia in the extra time zone, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's
like,
I don't even know.
Past like they're an hour before, which is like the weirdest thing. It's like nobody lit. That's not a real area. That's
just really inconvenient.
Stuff up. Just exactly. You're the only people in the history. All right. So if you didn't end up doing all this, was graphic designing, was that the non-famous Ryan George, was that going to be your career? You're just going to be a graphic designer for the rest of forever?
No. I was just, before I was doing YouTube, I was just doing whatever jobs were slightly related to creativity, or just leveraging the fact that I had a couple of YouTube videos back in the day to be like, oh, I could do social media marketing. And people are like, oh yeah, he has a YouTube channel. That makes sense. I was like, I could do graphic design because I know Photoshop because I do YouTube. And I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Just kind of like leveraging skills into jobs that I didn't really care about. So if I wasn't doing YouTube, if it had never worked out, I would probably be in some kind of social media marketing thing, still trying to make it on YouTube.
Well, I mean, that's good that like it was always part of trying to keep it involved. All right. Fun before we get out of here. So this now is kind of like personal tie into also your YouTube and the Ryan George sketches of the first guys evers and all that. What bit like made you laugh the most? Like you legitimately like, man, like maybe even had to stop for a second because you yourself were laughing at your own sketch or bit, or even if it was a pitch meeting.
What comes to mind is, I don't really laugh when I'm recording because it's just me in a room. So it's not, when you're with other people, you have fun bloopers and somebody cracks up. But when it's just me, if I mess up, I'm like, damn, and I have to go again. But one that was cracking me up and was actually hard to get through, I felt like a crazy person laughing by myself. But there's this old sketch where it's the first guy to ever make a commercial. And so I had to think of a fictional show that these commercials would happen on. And so the show I thought of was called all the noises I know how to make. And it was like on season 12, and the host is just like deadpan reading from a list and going like just making noises. But I didn't have anything on the paper, so I was just kind of vomiting weird sounds. And it was really hard to get through because I was making noises I didn't know that I knew how to make. So that's probably it.
That's good. Here's a fun, this is one last trivia question I have for you. Do you know the two? That's the hint for you big there. Infinity War, you faded out. Super easy, barely an inconvenience. There's two others where you technically didn't say it. I think you know one of the answers, and I say technically didn't say super easy, barely an inconvenience. That's a big, 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 big hint. What do you know what the other two were? I know you know what the other one was. You referenced it in a callback.
So Wonder Woman, I think, would be one of them, right?
Yeah, you had to go back and add it at the end.
yeah, I legitimately forgot to say it, and...
Technically, you kind of did still say it.
Wow, I have no idea.
If I could put a graphic up of a car driving backwards and flipping back onto itself, like, the big... Tenet. You said it backwards. You said,
"Oh,
barely an inconvenience, okay. Super easy."
Okay. Right. Yeah I never would have guessed that.
Okay. All right. You said that you are not the gatekeeper of movies. However, as I get you out of here on these last few questions, and I got to keep it under 40 minutes, you are the gatekeeper. This is now you decide. I'm forcing you. I'm making you an angry Canadian. That's what I'm making you.
All right.
So first one out of the gate. I know you said you're not going to decide, but you have to for this show. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Sure. Yes.
Sure?
Yeah.
Which means, because I pulled this from when you said that you wouldn't say that Home Alone wasn't a Christmas movie, because who are you, the gatekeeper of movies?
Yeah.
But your point is valid in both, and I think, come on, like that looked hesitant. That looked like you want to side with the fact that like it could happen on any day of the year. And that just because it's Christmas, as you can see, I'm arguing for it.
I feel like a Christmas movie is a movie that people want to watch at Christmas time to me. So I enjoy watching Harry Potter movies at Christmas time. And I know a lot of other people do, because there's like once in a while they have Christmas at Hogwarts. And if you look at Die Hard, I'm sure people have spoken about this to death, but similar to Home Alone, sure, it could happen at any other time of year, but the Christmas season is the reason why he goes to his wife. It's the reason why there's a party happening at Nakatomi Plaza.
It could have been like St. Patrick's Day party at Nakatomi Plaza. Like,
Yeah. I'm sure he would have flown in for St. Patrick's Day to see his family.
So my counter argument is that P2 isn't a Christmas movie. Because you've probably never seen this movie. It's a horror movie about a girl who gets trapped in level P2 of a parking garage on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I've heard of that. And that's not a Christmas movie?
No, just because it happened on Christmas Eve. Like, who's going to consider that a Christmas movie? It's a horror movie. So anyway, you made your statement that there's a lot more people that side with you, including the writer, because you know why? He wants to make money and sell more during Christmas time. Smart.
Absolutely.
I would claim it too. This is a Christmas show. If I get 100,000 more followers, Christmas show. Yeah. I don't even care. Two more. Was the top still spinning at the end of Inception? Yes or no?
No. Yes. I don't know.
Are you forgetting which way makes them in the real world? Is that the problem?
That's exactly what just happened. I think he's still dreaming. That's where I said.
Okay, you're still dreaming. All right.
You?
Last one.
Are you on that team?
I am, but like my optimist, and I'm not an optimist. My when I watch movies, I try to be an optimist, and like I'm trying to be like, I hope he's out, but like I'm with you. I actually still thought he was.
I think so.
All right. Could Jack have survived in Titanic because there was enough room on that plank for her to not let him die? Yes or no?
No, because if you add more weight to the plank, then it goes underwater. So even if there's room on it, doesn't mean it would like stay afloat, right? I'm not a physics person. That's just what I've experimented with in the bathtub. But this is my little Jack figurine and my little Rose figurine. I'm like, no.
They get like a little the duck thing you can like play with it. Duck and
you gotta test these things out.
Rainbow poop emoji and like you can like laces. Oh wow.
Why there's do you a lot have more these than I things?
Think. What? Because this is what happens on my podcast, as you can tell. It's not just only sports. All right. Favorite show that everybody should be like, if you could get people to say, like, hey, sit down and go watch, and like, you've 100 random strangers, you need to go watch this show of the last couple years.
Of the last couple
post-COVID? We'll say post-COVID. That seems to be now a earmark in history that we now signify, like, before and after. I was about to make another comparison, but that's a really touchy ground that I probably shouldn't go to compare it. Yeah, you kind of like...
Yeah.
So pre- and post-COVID. We'll say post-COVID.
I would say The Rehearsal, Nathan Fielder. Okay. I would also say Jury Duty. I think those are both... brilliant shows. So those are my choices. Have you seen those?
No, and I'm writing them both down because we're always looking for new stuff to we just started Shogun.
Apparently that's very good. I think I'm gonna wait for all the episodes to be out. I think it's like a weekly thing, right?
That's so we kind of go back and forth on that. Nicole and I do. Like sometimes we'll be like, should we just wait for all of them, or do we like? And so there's been a couple where it's like they've been five episodes in, so we know we can only bite off a chunk of like 2 or maybe 3 hours at a time. And then it's like, okay, by the time we'll be caught up in that range. So that's kind of how we attack it. So, but those are good. I just wrote those down for something because we're always looking for shows. Zombie apocalypse is here. What is your weapon and your song of choice to be playing in the background as you fight them off?
I would play Mr. Blue Sky.
I wasn't expecting that.
I think that would be fun. I'm picturing like the Baby Groot dance to that song. I think that'd be fun to hit zombies with, too. And
Baby Groot is back here somewhere. I'm trying to, like, I don't know.
You got Baby Yoda.
It became an addiction type of thing. Like, and just kind of, I finally stopped a few months ago. when you have Funko's underneath Funko's support, like, and you can't even see those, you have a problem.
Yeah, you got a Funko shelf. That's crazy. weapon of choice. I don't know. I guess it'd have to be gun, so that gun? I can have some distance or crossbow. That might be fun.
Maybe then you run out of arrows, and you gotta like go pull them out and like.
Yeah. But same goes for bullets. You can't pull out bullet and reuse it. So. I would go crossbow.
Touche, sir. Touche. All right, last three. Would you rather? These are the questions. Just fun, Ryan George. Oh, by the way, I don't. If you say I'm not telling people, period. Like, do we have a name? Is it just going to be Pitch Meeting Baby, or do like have you not decided
it's
yet?
It's Pitch Meeting Baby. Yeah, that's what we're going with. Yeah, we're not sharing personal information as of yet. If she wants to start her YouTube channel when she's older, that's fine.
Would you rather, ducks wise, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
A duck-sized horse, I guess, right? Because I could just step on that.
No, horse-sized duck. A horse-sized duck.
Oh, a horse-sized duck.
Or 100 duck-sized horses.
100 duck-sized horses, I think, would be. Yeah, because I could just like, I could, if I had a broom, I think I could do a good job against them, you know, just
100 of them
away. Yeah.
Does it need to be 1,000 to make you think longer? Is that the problem? Is it like, it feels like a easy number to.
100 does feel manageable. Yeah. If it was 1,000, I'd probably go with the big duck.
Okay. If you could eat anything. And it would be perfect nutrition. Anything you want, and it's always perfect nutrition. Or you get 1 hour of sleep every single night, and it's perfect sleep every single night. Which would you choose if you can only choose one?
I would go with the sleep one. That sounds great.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. The productivity. Oh, sounds so good.
See, that's funny. That's I think it's because we're what we kind of do. Again, a little bit different. I said that to Nicole, and she's like, "No way! Like, you could eat like donuts and steak, and like it's always it doesn't matter, and it's always perfect nutrition."
But if you're, if your schedule is really busy and you're struggling to get stuff done, that 1 hour of sleep sounds fantastic.
And it's perfect sleep. I know. That's like,
yeah.
Like, but and then I could work out when everybody's else asleep in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I don't have to work out.
Mark Wahlberg. It'd be great.
Psychopath. When it comes to that.
a little psychopath.
Last one, and it's movie related. So another fun one before we get out of here. If you had the choice, would you rather have a Scooby-Doo van that time travels or a Lord of the Rings ring that absorbs all the knowledge of a book by just touching it?
Oh, the ring. That sounds great, too.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Be an expert in so many things. Combine that with the sleep one, and I'm unstoppable. I'm basically Bradley Cooper in Limitless.
And a movie callback. Oh, there you go, and everything like that. Once again, anything you want to say before we get out of here? Like, I just fired up all the questions. Anything you want to throw out? I mean, obviously, at pitch meetings, the Ryan George, well, mostly on Instagram. And what is the other? Are you on TikTok? Are you doing the tickety tock?
I am on TikTok, yeah. It's just, but I just, like, repost my YouTube sketches. So it's, but you can go follow me on there. That's the platform where I have the most followers for some reason. It's very strange.
I don't understand
strange.
It either.
It's just like a background thing, but it's, who knows? Who knows? So yeah, I'm the Ryan George on TikTok, on Instagram, YouTube. That, I don't know. That's about it. I'm on all the things constantly, except Twitter and Threads.
And soon to be father. Congratulations again on, you know, again, the year anniversary is coming up, and a lot of big things in my life.
Our wedding anniversary is May 13th, and the baby is due May 15th. So she might steal our anniversary from us. Our first anniversary might not exist.
Don't steal my thunder. Friends reference for everybody out there. For everybody that, what did you, anything special for your, where'd you go for your honeymoon, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Oh yeah, we went to French Polynesia. It was nuts. We did like Bora Bora.
Great.
Yeah. One of those overwater bungalows that you see on Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
Wild. Wild. Yeah.
Definitely worth putting on the list.
Once in a lifetime, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right. Well, also once in a lifetime, but actually not, because this is the second time. Hopefully not the last. It is Ryan George, who took way too much time out of his day, as I appreciate, coming on the show. We will actually be talking football next week. I know, shocking. All in football. We'll be talking fantasy football. We'll be back next week. But this is what the offseason's about. We can have some fun with a terrific guest. So thanks again to Ryan. And we'll be back next week with the other Canadian, Chris Meaney. Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. We'll be right back.